WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Brooke and Wesson here, your friendly neighborhood guide to navigating this crazy thing called life. And let's be real, sometimes life throws you curveballs that leave you feeling like you're facing a roaring crowd of judgmental squirrels. Ever felt that way when it comes to public speaking? You know that feeling when your heart starts thumping a salsa rhythm in your chest, your palms get all sweaty, and your brain decides to take an impromptu vacation? Yeah, I get it. Public speaking can feel like trying to juggle flaming chainsaws while riding a unicycle on a tightrope. But here's the good news. It doesn't have to be that way. Today, we're diving into the world of Stoicism and how its ancient wisdom can give you the confidence boost you need to slay those presentations, conquer those speeches, and become the captivating speaker you were always meant to be. Get ready because we're about to unlock some seriously powerful tools. Firstly, remember this. Confidence isn't about being perfect. It's about embracing imperfection and showing up authentically. Think of it like baking a cake. Sometimes it turns out perfectly golden brown. Other times you might need to add a little extra flour or maybe even embrace the rustic charm of a slightly lopsided masterpiece. The key is to keep going, learn from your experiences, and trust that even with a few cracks, your cake or speech can still be delicious. Secondly, focus on what you can control. You can't control whether someone yawns during your presentation, but you can control how well you prepare, how engaging your content is, and how confident you deliver it. Channel that inner superhero. They wouldn't let a little kryptonite stop them. Thirdly, practice, practice, practice. Just like any skill, public speaking takes time and repetition. Rehearse your speech until it flows naturally, record yourself to identify areas for improvement, and don't be afraid to ask friends or family for feedback. Remember, Rome wasn't built in a day, and neither is a rock star speaker. Fourthly, visualize success. Before you step on stage, close your eyes and imagine yourself delivering a powerful, engaging presentation. See the audience captivated by your words, feel the energy of their engagement, and experience the satisfaction of a job well done. Visualization is like mental rehearsal. It primes your mind for success. Finally, remember that everyone gets nervous. Even seasoned speakers feel butterflies before taking the stage. It's perfectly normal. Instead of viewing nerves as a negative, reframe them as excitement, your body's natural response to a challenge. Channel that energy into positive anticipation and use it to fuel your performance. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine this. You're giving a presentation at work. Your palms are slightly sweaty, your heart is beating a little faster, but you remember all the Stoic principles we just discussed. You focus on what you can control, your preparation, your content, and your delivery. You visualize yourself delivering a successful presentation, feeling the confidence surge through you. As you begin speaking, you find yourself engaging with the audience, your voice clear and strong, your message resonating. See? It's not magic, it's practical wisdom combined with a little bit of self-belief. And that's what Stoicism is all about, equipping you with timeless tools to navigate life's challenges with grace and resilience. So remember, the next time public speaking throws you a curveball, channel your inner Stoic warrior. Embrace imperfection, focus on what you can control, practice diligently, visualize success, and most importantly, believe in yourself. You've got this. Don't forget to share this episode with someone who might benefit from these insights, maybe a friend who's about to give a presentation or even that coworker who seems like they could use a confidence boost. Let's spread the Stoic love and empower each other to become our best selves, one conversation at a time. Until next time, keep it real, keep it strong, and keep on speaking your truth.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.